11:47 to be exact. I call the Wilmer Municipal Utilities Commission meeting to order on this Monday, April 26. And as we're doing a tour in the city, we will do that. We will convene our meeting at this time, and we will reconvene when we get back. And that's all I need to, we don't need, as long as I call it and convene the meeting, we don't need a motion, I don't believe on that there, to do that. And if the bus is in the inside garage, so we don't have to go outside. So we'll go ahead and reconvene our utilities meeting for today. And the first thing on our agenda is request changes or additions to the presented agenda. And I would like to request a change, if it's okay with the commissioners, is that we would move our recap of our summer conference to our next utility meeting in 2 weeks rather than today, just for the sake of time today. So if that's okay, do we, that require a motion?
Mr. Scott, I believe it can be part of your motion to make that amendment.
Yeah, if there's consensus to remove the item and everyone understands what the motion is approving, that's fine.
Okay, I make that a motion now to change that on our agenda to move that to our next utility meeting. Is there a second?
I second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Pose same sign. That carries. Thank you very much. So with that being said, we'll go to our consent agenda next. And our consent agenda includes our minutes from the August 12th meeting, as well as the payment of bills authorization for that, for our bills. I would entertain a motion for that resolution.
So moved.
Second.
That motion for the resolution has been made and second. Discussion. Anything in the bills that stuck out, it was kind of average. I didn't say spending $3 million is average. There wasn't any real outstanding amounts or anything going on in there unless there's questions from the commissioners. Hearing none, roll call, please.
Certainly. Commissioner Lama?
Aye.
Mattern?
Aye.
LaRue?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Thank you.
That resolution carries. Thank you, Beth. Then we'll go on to our monthly financial reports, and we'll have our Director of Finance, Ms. Runge, give us those reports, please.
Thank you. We'll start with taking a look at the electric division for July. In the yellow on the top are revenues. Our revenues year-to-date are up $388,741 compared to last year at this point in the year. Our expenses in the orange on the electric side, we are down about $340,000. The majority of that is either in power supply and customer service. Operating income, we are up $218,904. And retained earnings overall on the electric side, we are ahead $947,865 compared to last year at this point in the year. Any questions on the electric financials? Move on to the water division. Again, revenue on the top in the yellow, we are $195,000 ahead of last year at this point in the year. Expenses in the orange, we are up about $20,000 in expenses year to date. And retained earnings, we are $189,671 ahead of last year. Taking a look at the heating financials, revenue, we are down a little over $191,000 year-to-date. Expenses, we are down a little over $72,000. And overall margins, down $109,000 from last year at this point in the year. Our overall combined financial statements, revenue, we are ahead $392,000 year-to-date. Expenses, we are down a little over $392,000. Overall net margins, we are above last year, $1,028,528. Any questions on any of the financials?
Does anyone look like it, so we'll continue on, please.
All right, moving on, we'll take a look at our investment portfolio. Year-to-date, our average yield is 1.82%. You'll notice on the bottom, we were looking at the bar cap government credit bond rating, and there was some discrepancies because we invest mainly in short-term versus long-term. So I've added a couple more, the 1 to 3 year and 1 to 5 year, and you'll see we're trending a lot closer to that 1 to 3 year U.S. government bond index. Any questions on the investments?
No, it doesn't look like it. Everybody has, understands that. Thank you very much, Ms. Rundy. Next, we'll go to our request for authorization for professional services with DGR. And for that, I'll turn that over to our electrical engineer, Mr. Smith.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Back in May, we entered an agreement. It's called the Reserve Capacity Agreement with Missouri River Energy Services. That allows Missouri River to direct the operation of our generation in exchange for capacity payments. Part of that agreement is that we're responsible for providing revenue quality metering of the actual generation output from those generators. So we solicited a proposal from DGR Engineering to do the engineering design to add revenue quality metering at each generation site. The three sites are the Southwest substation, where we have existing diesel generation, the East substation, where we have the remaining diesel generation, and then the wind turbine locations, where both wind turbines can be measured at one point where they have a common output to our distribution grid. DGR's been used extensively on WMU projects. The big one was the Priam substation that we just took a look at. It is my recommendation that the Wilmer Utilities Commission authorize DGR Engineering to perform the professional services that I attached to this document for the lump sum of $17,200. And I would answer any questions you may have.
Any questions that anyone might have that, and like I said, they've been doing a lot of work for us in the past, so. I would entertain a motion for that resolution to approve that agreement.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second that.
A motion to accept the resolution to for the DGR Engineering Master Agreement for Professional Services has been made. Roll call.
Commissioner Mattern?
Aye.
Mabrouk?
Aye.
Weber?
Aye.
DeBleek?
Aye.
Magnuson?
Aye.
Blommer?
Aye. Thank you, Matt. Resolution carries. And then next we'll go to our annual open house recap, and we'll let our energy services marketing person, Michelle Nowatzky, address us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to provide an update to the Commission about our open house held on August 15th. Thank you for those that were able to attend and visit with some customers. And I guess everything is there, and I would just answer any questions you have about it.
Do you think the attendance was comparable to other years or less? Or
It was down. It was definitely down, probably about 300 people, 300 to 400. And as I mentioned in there, one of those reasons could just be that we didn't do any advertising in the newspaper or the radio. We left it to the bill inserts. That every customer did get it, whether they were paper bill or paperless. So, and I did hear from a few people, you know, sorry I couldn't make it. It just didn't work out. So there's always some of that.
Some of that. Yeah, it's always up and down. Do you do? Because I know that there was some people that said, "Well, I don't know anything about that." When is that again? It's a little self accountability, I guess, too, with it. Maybe if I could just, since we did have a Q&A for commissioners, anything that anyone would like to bring up, you know, some of the questions that came up during the time that you manned the booth, or compliments, and I'll start off with the one compliment that I had from Yellow, he said, in 20 years, he said, my electricity's only been out probably 20 minutes during that time. He was very complimentary to the reliability of the electricity services here in Millen. So, questions, since we just come in the paper with the water increases, anything that people ask about?
I did have one comment on the water, water rate increase, which was from somebody that had lived in the southwest part of the country, and they moved up here where we've got low water rates and plenty of it, and she was very appreciative of the low water rates that we do have here compared to the southwest. She came out of, and she said, out of New Mexico.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to share anything with that came up? Anything? Okay, Nate, I won't put you on the spot.
I have a quick question. You know, as long as we're doing this customer appreciation, what is the percentage of people attending, generally speaking, compared to the general population?
I would actually, boy, that's a good question, 10%?
Oh, yeah.
We have about 9,000 customers, we have about 1,000
at a time. Yeah, so 9%.
9%?
Yeah. And that's been pretty stable over the years.
Okay. All right, and Nancy Amundson, I see, was the one that electric more. Shoot, yep. I was hoping to win it. You have to register then, right? Thank you very much for that, and the work from staff that did it, because they were having to work late and tear it all down afterwards and stuff again. So please share with staff that was appreciated by the customers as well. So the conference we're going to hold off on, and then we'll go to our general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A couple things real quick. Labor Committee, if you'd be watching for an email, calendar invite, agree a date probably is what it is. We'll be pushing it out shortly here to set up that meeting that we have GM succession plan, strategic plan, and there'll be a third item on there as well. And our planning committee, we do not have a date for that yet. We'll wait for another item or two before we move forward there. And then we have future events coming up. We got the Renewable Energy Breakfast, August 27th. I believe that's Monday or Tuesday next week.
It's tomorrow
already. Okay. And tomorrow, if anybody wants to meet me there, if it's breakfast is included, we'll pick up breakfast there for anybody that wants to take part in that. So far, I think Commissioner DeBake has reached out to attend. So anybody else wants to attend, mm-hmm. That is tomorrow morning. And then we have Commissioner Lemire is signed up for the Laramie River Station tour. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And follow that, we got our regional policymakers dinner in Alexandria by Missouri River, and then our legal seminar that's coming up. So, unless there's additional questions, that would conclude my report.
Okay. Anything else for the manager today, general manager? Okay, it'll be interesting to hear tomorrow what he says after being at our summer conference. You know how many things are alike and what mm-hmm. he has to say there. So. Anything else to be brought before the commission today? One more time, anything before the commission today? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.